And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Here we go. The Town Podcast, episode 60-something. I'm Big J.
Swizzy.
Yeah, I mean, and once again, this is the Town Podcast. You feel me? Holding it down for our brother, P-Dot. I mean, he's away on vacay. Don't want to call it a vacay, but like to call it a vacay.
Yeah, free P-Dot too. They say it backwards, man. But how you, Jay? How you been?
I've been good, bro. Like, yeah. I've been in better places mentally, but other than that, I've been good. Yes. I got my hair cut, so I bounced back.
Yo, you be like, what the fuck is his name? With the voice and shit, say you put the haircut on.
Ah, fuck. Some, and a couple
Kareem
people.
Kareem Bigums or some shit like that.
Yeah, somebody sent me a couple shit like that.
Ha, ha. But he get depressed, he be like, ha, ha. And nigga be on the thing like, what'd you say, Chuck? With the old head.
Oh, yeah.
That nigga is hilarious.
Yeah, man. But, I bounced back after, long, tired. Not a long weekend. It's a productive long weekend, but long week.
You know? That fucking daylight savings, like, fucked killed me the up. Bitch. And it's... And plus, I've been going to the gym and shit a little bit, so I just been having a little bit more energy.
Right.
You know what I mean? But it really started, seemed like it started with the daylight savings, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that hit everybody.
Yeah, but it was like I wasn't tired, you know? It was kind of the opposite, so time be going. I'm usually laying down by like 9, you know what I mean? Usually, unless I'm fucking around. But I be up like 10, knowing I still got to get up at 5, well, 4, you know what I'm saying?
So, right.
Shit, it's all good though.
It be feeling mad different though. Like, of course, with it being that it gets like dark later.
Yeah.
Yesterday, recorded, was body, getting smoked. So I go to the other crib that I got. We chilling. Nigga goes, yeah, man, it's 7:30. I said, what? It was like, yeah, it's 7:30. Bitch, I'm thinking we 9. 10,
sun just went down, shit.
I'm yawning, and he's like, yeah, it's only 7th. I said, yo, that's crazy.
And plus, I be getting them naps in.
Got to.
I'm tired, I'm laying down, like, you feel me? Like,
got to, man, got to.
You know what I mean?
Like, not even to say at our age, everybody needs that reset.
Yeah, rest is mad important, you feel me?
Right.
So I've been just doing that, just, trying to take care of myself, take my little vitamins. I had ordered some shit from, Pharmacy for Life, shit Styles P and his wife got.
And you got the black seed oil joint?
I had got the black seed one, and then I had got, this is my second time ordering it. I had got the sour sob. I can't even fucking remember.
It's like
remember.
The 3-pack, right?
The 3-pack. Okay. The sour sob, sea moss.
Yeah, and the black seed oil.
Black seed oil, and... Bladderwreck or something like that. Like,
okay.
So, that shit, I've been trying to take that. And
black owned, especially from an artist that was well respected, that we definitely fuck with. I'm glad. I mean, I want them to bring, well, we got a spot out here that juice. But
juice is health as well.
Health as well. Yeah.
I've been trying to catch it. It closes at 6 o'clock or 7.
With
said.
Downtown hours, yeah.
Yeah, but I went over there like, all weekend, twice. Well, last weekend I went, and the week before, on a Saturday. The first time I went like 11, it was closed. Then I went later on in the afternoon, it was closed. So it's like, and I get it, but we got to figure out, and maybe we got to bring someone down here or whatever. Like, we got to figure out how to promote and make it popular to hit the juice bar. You know what I'm saying? Because we out here, we drinking. Motherfuckers doing all kind of other shit.
Correct.
And you can go at least rejuvenate your body a little bit with some nutrients.
Correct.
You know what I mean? We in a food desert. There's nothing out here. You know what I'm saying? It's even so bad now. It's like they finally built a Walmart close enough to the area. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So people can go to, and then they like, fuck that. We don't want these people here. We can build dollar stores in the neighborhood, so they don't even have to come here. You know what I'm saying? Right. So to even get the fresh
that's
food.
That's crazy. People don't understand or see how that work, yo.
Yeah.
Like how that work, because it of course, with them building the one out where it's at, out Nottingham Way, close to the town, it made the one out Princeton kind of, you know what I mean, in a way of people.
Yeah,
people
it gentrified it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Like, I ain't going to drive way out.
Facts.
My L's dirty. I just drive right to Nottingham. I ain't fucking with Lawrence, Hamilton, Lawrence at the same time.
And then
and Princeton. You get what I'm saying? So then, like you said, then they put, it's a family dollar out the section they just put
it's
out there.
On every block there, and it seemed like in every part of the city.
Extension Patio got one. Extension Patio, like, out there, the one.
It's everywhere.
Then there's one out Ewing.
You know what I'm saying? And then like the one in Wilbur section, it's on the way to Walmart. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, if food spectrum is like, if it's levels, so you figure Whole Foods level, Target, Wegmans, ShopRite, Acme,
right,
Walmart, Dollar General, like, you getting the worst of the worst shit, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know what I mean? It's crazy. But when you look at it like that, because accessibility is one thing. So you look at it like, damn, that shit right there, you feel me? Boom.
Good.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, all right, so it's a brand new store. So now it's less, so your privacy is gone in a couple block radius because you know it's wild cameras on that shit.
Right.
So you being monitored crazy. And then it's like, damn, they really don't want me to leave this motherfucking place.
Correct. Honestly, I live, like, where I live at is the old C-Town, the old little Spanish joint.
Okay.
I'd ride past that to go to ShopRite.
Word.
Because in my crazy ass mind, I'm thinking if they really going to do some bullshit, they going to put that shit in the food that they know they sending to the inner city.
Oh, well, that's exactly what they do.
You get what I'm saying? So
exactly
that's just my crazy ass mind. So I go there. I still go there once in a while. Like, if I really don't feel like driving to ShopRite, I'll go there, but for something small. Mm-hmm. But if I'm going grocery shopping, I go to ShopRite.
And then you got the better, you know, variety.
Better variety.
And then you in the hood, like, you get some things at a good price. Now you can go get a pack of legs and thighs, dark meat. You go get a 8-pack for $2 and some change. You know what I'm saying? All they doing is busting down a big ass 18-pack.
Correct.
And you know what I mean? Which is cool because it's good. It's how you feed the family. You can go there with $5 and get rice, chicken, and beans. You know what I'm saying?
And you got a meal.
And you got a meal. So I respect it. But then if it's like, all right, if I want to get some formula or diapers or anything like that, even a case of water, it's going to be more money.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? So they know how to play it.
Correct.
You know what I mean? The nondescript shit that you don't think you need, but like, let me run over in the Dominican spot that got everything.
Right.
And run up in there. Or let me, what's the shit we got out here? Food Bazaar. And go get something. That shit going to be way higher.
Yeah.
A dollar sometimes. You know what I'm saying? So
I've seen that. Yeah, I've definitely seen that shit.
Yeah, they mass lick with it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, I mean, you like health is definitely gotta take care of your health. I mean, I'm just hearing people, someone close to me just recently had a stroke.
Yeah.
Out of the fucking blue. Like out of nowhere. Mild stroke. Like and it's just like, damn.
Yeah.
And then knowing somebody else in the hospital, one of my DJs was in the hospital, he's just like, yo, I don't feel well. Bro, he was there for a week. And I'm like, what the fuck? We don't feel good. We go to ER thinking we all right, we out of here like, in about a couple hours.
Yeah.
Nah, he was in there for a week.
Yeah.
So he in there for a week. Now, somebody else close to me, mild stroke.
Mm-hmm.
Like thank God it didn't knock anything off.
Yeah.
But it's almost like a warning shot.
Yeah.
Got me sitting here thinking, like, my nigga, like you gonna keep skating past.
Fam, I be at work, right? And my coworker, who happens to be my brother-in-law, you feel me? I hired him, you feel me? Got him a job. So he was out for like 3 days 1 week. He had the flu, went to the doctor. Now, we got the same office. So I see him every day. You know what I mean? I watch him eat. I don't eat no better, but I'll eat bad later in the day. Like in the beginning of the day, heavy water, fruits. And I try to bring some fruit in. You know what I'm saying?
To get your body started.
I've been getting a salad. You know what I mean? I'll get a salad, then I'll eat some bullshit. So I try to get some type of nutrients. You feel me?
Right.
This nigga be eating oodles and noodles at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Damn.
You know what I mean? A cup of noodles. Yo, like, you know what I'm saying? Just wild shit. The shit where you pour the Kool-Aid or whatever in a water bottle and shake it up. Like,
yeah.
Just all kind of bullshit. So my sister like, yo, his cholesterol or whatever was mad high. I'm like, shit, I could have figured that. You know what I'm saying?
Putting all that sodium in his body early in the morning. Your body your body didn't just wake up, but it just kind of woke up.
Yeah, and then you got some people that's really into the health thing saying that you shouldn't even eat anything till afternoon if you want to just keep have a different or better.
Yeah, you should drink black coffee or water.
You know what I mean?
Until at least 12.
But like what my shit is, what I gotta stop doing is eating before I go to sleep.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, cause that shit, food don't digest. You know what I mean? It just sit. You know what I'm saying? So, but at the end of the day, yo, we all just gotta try to watch what we eat and try to do something. Walk, exercise a little bit, something. You feel me? Like with me, I'm supposed to be going on vacation. You feel me? So I'm like, I'm about to hit the gym. I was with my cousin. He like, man, fuck that. We going to the gym. We went. The nigga, we went at a bad time. We went at 7 and shit. So he like, nah, I don't want to go at 7.
Smart.
I'm like,
city.
Yeah. But I get off at like 3 though. You know what I'm saying?
So
and then my son be going. So I'll get there like anytime between like 4 and 5:30.
Right.
It's good. You feel me? So I just be going. Then he there. I got to pick him up. Then I just sign JJ up for my younger son because they got like free shit, like free karate shit.
Right.
It's just the hours. You got to plan it right. You know what I'm saying? So
I've been fucking with that shit. Getting the kids involved. My kids, they getting into the health thing. It's just, I mean, with them is they got cheerleading coming up. They got high school cheerleading coming up. And I was telling them, like, that shit ain't no, like this is tryouts now. Like, middle school was, all right, you in the sixth grade, you try out, you either going to make the A team or the B team. Or if you really bad, you're not going to make
the
team.
It's the same in high
school, though. It's freshman. But high school, yeah. But, and like they said, like, they do their tryouts for high school, and I think in the next 2 months. So, like, they is you know what I mean? Like, they on it. So, it's just like, they've been eating right. They've been eating better. I've been having them eating better, but they've been working out away from me on their own. So like daddy, I just went for a run, or I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I'm like, all right, the other one to dance. So they slimming down, because they was diagnosed with diabetes, and
and it's so, just our diets. You feel
correct? It's just super cinnamon bagels every week.
Yeah, the high fructose syrup and them things. Like, it's funny. Like my son, he's been saying his stomach's been aching. So, of course, his mother went and got him from school like two, three times. So now we concerned, but when you get home, you jumping around, running around.
Right.
So the nurse called me today, and she was like, yeah, he said his stomach hurt. I'm like, all right, well, she was like, but I don't know, you know, he looks okay. I mean, you know, he said he had diarrhea or whatever, but, you know, you can't tell with that. But usually if a kid, she said, I know his mother picked him up Friday, but she was sick last week, so it made sense if he had the little bug, you know what I mean? So I'm like, all right, well, I said, well, I don't know what it is. I said, there's no soda in the house, you know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't even really drink fucking
juice.
Well, he'll drink apple juice, you know what I'm saying? Right. But it's not a bunch of juices in the house. A Hawaiian punch.
Yeah, nothing high.
None of that
sugar,
shit.
Syrup,
you know what I mean? It's no high fructose syrup in the house.
Right.
Unless it's in a fruit cup.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't even have fucking whole milk. Like, he doesn't even drink whole milk. You know what I mean? He shouldn't be.
Right.
I don't know if his mother and him giving it to him, but I got him off that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
Like, so she was like, oh, that's really good. She was like, all right, well, I'm going to just monitor him, and then, you know, we'll see. But it's weird though. It's like, damn, how the like, all right, if it's something wrong, I also told her like, well, we dropped the stool off to the doctor just to make sure there's nothing wrong. You know what correct. I mean? But they like, I don't know why he just seems like he don't want to be here or whatever. You know what I mean? It's just weird. Like, then he like, then it's like, is he trying to be slick?
I know, you know y'all going to send me home. And,
yeah.
And if I say I have you a fever. Because like my daughter's school is, if you have a fever, you can't come back the next day.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, so he ain't having no fever.
But as soon as that ass get home,
he jumping around, he running around, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So it's
yeah,
like, that's damn. Definitely,
he tried to pull a wool over y'all.
Yeah, he's trying to be slick.
Tried to get y'all. So
you know what I mean?
That's definitely my dad and my mom go, somebody going to come get me out there.
Yeah, word is Bob. I'm out for like, I'm tired. I've been up all fucking night.
Somebody you know going to free me.
So, but yeah, man. But let's get into these topics, man.
Right. So how we gonna
what the start? Fuck is up with these white folks, man? I know that shit wasn't happening, and it didn't happen in the United States this time. But you know what I mean, like.
And then you live stream it.
You live stream it, man.
Niggas was saying like, "Yo, I thought somebody was showing me them playing a game."
I thought somebody was showing me playing,
like the Joe Burrow probably. Maul said he thought somebody was showing him Call of Duty. Then he clicked the article. And you know fucking, it's just a lot of shit that you can manipulate with videos. But like, you got to be, like, that's crazy, yo. Like,
yeah, but how?
You run up in a spot? Like, there was in a mosque, right?
Yeah, but it's not nothing new. It's just not, like, what the fuck? Like,
hate is
why, how do you feel, all right, how do you feel about them not showing the video and not getting it out there like that?
I'd rather you not show the video. What do you need? What do you need to? You saying it is enough. So is it? Are you showing the video for proof, or is like you saying it is enough? Like, yeah, you know I mean, four suspects run up in a mosque while they were praying, killed. Was it 49 people?
It's up to like 52
that,
now.
That right there is enough, but now you want to, that to some people that's traumatizing.
Oh no, I absolutely, and I get that. But my thing is, you got to show the evil though.
Right.
In this world, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because we can say there's nobody understands until you see the truth, and then they see the truth and they still don't even care. You know what I mean? So it's like, you got to show how evil these motherfuckers are.
Until it hits home.
But it's hitting home. It's hitting home, though. It's hitting home to us. It's always hit home.
You seen what happened. You seen the effects of what happened when they came to us and it happened here. You seen the Art All Night shooting. With the Art All Night shooting?
Yeah.
Because they were involved. You get what I'm saying? It was people from the suburban areas, as people who were visiting Trenton. They were involved. Not saying it wouldn't have been as big as it was, but
I'm lost. I'm sorry.
Like when I say it hitting home, like to us, that's normal to us.
No, it's not normal for me.
I mean,
that situation?
Not the situation, but just guns involved. Just people dying, people killing. It's normal to us.
So that part is...
People are thinking, oh, it's in another country. Oh, we're not Muslim. We're not... You get what I'm saying? It's not us.
I get what you're saying.
It's not happening to us.
I get what you're saying with that part, but I think it's just more or less like how the religion of white supremacy and how someone can write a manifesto and big up Donald Trump and big up, you know, the fact that there's, because it's the same reason why it's the same talking points of how they're saying about the immigration in this country.
Right.
You know what I mean? He blamed the Muslims of taking over that country. You know what I'm saying? So... It's tough because, you know, I be paying attention to everything and motherfuckers is defending it, saying one, it's a hoax, and the dude put that white power sign up and the motherfucker act like whatever sign whatever you think it may be, right? It doesn't fit into what the fuck he just did. Right. So you can say a 3-pointer mean this on a basketball court, but if a motherfucker, if the cops see me with a circle and 3 fingers up, they gonna assume that's a blood.
And, that's a Kappa sign.
And that's a Kappa sign.
So it's like,
so it can mean whatever.
It can mean whatever, whatever.
You know what I'm saying? Is.
But then, but how he had it down, that's the punch joke.
Yeah, but why? But a punch joke while you smiling after you killed 49 people, 50 people?
No. Well, amongst certain people, like they be like, "Yo, look, son," and they like they'll do that.
Yeah, that I get that.
So I get what you're saying. It's sick.
I get that. It's a punch joke,
right?
But that's a cop out.
It's a sick statistic.
Because they're using that. The lady when Kavanaugh was getting at his hearing, the lady sitting behind him had that shit.
Wow,
you feel me? So people pointed out. They're like, oh no, it's just okay, this and the third. Like, motherfuckers aren't that stupid, but even if it was,
it's okay.
And he's getting interviewed like this. She's sitting directly behind his right shoulder with her shit like this. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's just fucked up that the one of the most fucked up parts about it is black folks don't care and they're not paying attention.
Right.
That's the only part. Because the way this shit getting set up is if we fucked up now, we gonna be even more fucked up. You think motherfuckers sold us out before? it's gonna be a world of trouble. It's every man for themselves.
Right.
At this point.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like our people that's in tough situations.
Right.
And our kids in these tough schools, and they don't want to help.
Nah. Hell no.
They don't want to help.
And they talking about because it's more away from?
It's more money on you being dysfunctional.
Yeah.
It's easier for them to look at you because you're poor and say, oh well. You should. Who told you to have that baby?
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? I shouldn't have to take care of you. Which is all bullshit because we're helping everybody else but the motherfucking American people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's all bullshit. But if we not paying attention, who gives a fuck?
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Why the fuck should you give a fuck if you don't give a fuck? Or you don't know how to? That's a lot of the problem is we just don't know how.
Right.
We so caught up in
everything
what's
else.
Being told to us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we getting caught up in the music. I heard someone say, the music, like, we got to start checking. We got to start getting our kids. It's something we got to do with this music shit because there's no positivity in it. There's nothing in it. And for our kids that's really in the inner city.
Right.
That's all because their life is so close to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's right there. You know what I'm saying? It's right there because your life is so close to it. It's easier to mimic it because it's right there at your touch.
Correct.
It ain't like a suburb kid that can listen to this shit like how the white people is. They can listen to this shit, act stupid. And be like, oh nah, fuck this. I'm taking this hat off, man. This shit ain't real. I gotta go to college now. You know what I mean?
Right. The costume comes off now. It all comes off now because, you know, and that's the problem. Like being a DJ, and I say this all the time, I see it. And it's sick. It's really sick how music is very universal. You get what I'm saying?
And it's arts, and I appreciate it.
And it's art. And it's sick. Like, it's really sick. Like watching what's happening with Six Tekashi. You get what I'm saying? Shit, even the whole Michael Jackson thing. Supposedly Prince just lost the rights of his songs to Sony. You get what I'm saying? So it's just like all this that's going on with music, but when it comes to, you know, anything going on, these kids, like you said, they're mimicking it until it's time to stop. They're living the lifestyle through the music until, like you said, it's time for my Instagram to be looked at by a college because of scholarships. Let me go ahead and delete that.
Yeah, it's it's no deleting.
And it's no deleting. There's
no deleting.
And the shit always come. It always comes back years later.
Yeah, well, I'm just talking about the the kids in the city, and our kids that's getting lost to the streets. Now, I mean, it had potential, still had potential because it's not over, but the ones that was doing shit, like, you feel me? We got friends that played ball, got shot, friends that, you know what I mean? Like, friends, kids that was playing ball, start hustling, go to jail, you right. know what I'm saying? And then what they imitating is what the life, like, you know what I'm saying? And art does imitate life. But if we live in this life and we live in this art as well, like, you know what I mean? We live in a life which is already fucked up, and then now we want to imitate the art.
Correct.
Which is a double whammy, you know what I'm saying? So living art. A life is what you got to do or you feel you got to do, what's necessary at the time, but then I still have to be an artist with it, so I got to show every move correct. I make.
This is my life, but let me give it to you in as an artistic expression.
But I'm not an artist.
But I'm not an artist. This is like my life. Like, I'm giving you my life. And that was one of the things that pissed me off about when people, when they look at like people like T.I. and they look at people like 50 and they're hugging their sons on, or Jeezy, and they're hugging their sons on graduation day and people are posting, well, why weren't you feeling like that when you were pumping our kids full of drug music and this, that, and the third? And I'm just like, well, that's their life. When Floyd even said it about T.I., you can't tell me this, but your form of art was talking about guns, drugs, and blah, blah, blah.
Well, Floyd didn't write that, but
you know, Floyd.
No,
people.
No, and I get that, and in a way, it's kind of true. But then that goes back up to us as a parent to say, yo, like, not me, nah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Because right, you got Future. He's allegedly, what did he say? He stopped fucking with the lean like that, but that's what the music is.
So he's
because
still gonna make it.
We don't control the music.
Nah.
We can still be creative without fucking destroying every fucking
right
sensible thought in our fucking head
right.
while we're indulging.
Right. Because if you consume yourself with that shit, after a while, you are gonna feel it. You're pumping that shit into your eardrums all day, every day, and like that's kind of why I bounce around so much with music. Even my daughters, like, I picked them up the other day. One was listening to Spanish music. One was listening to Slipknot. I'm like, fuck, you know about
Slipknot? And like kids are gonna listen. Me personally, I only listen to music maybe once a day
right.
at night.
Right.
Because I'll be going, I just like being able to think.
Right.
And hear shit. And then like we talk for a living, so I want to hear different people talk.
Different,
you
know, points
what I mean?
Of
and different points. And then just know, like, damn, being able to critically think, and since I'm not educated, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm surviving. I'm learning every day.
You're educated in a different system.
Yeah, but it's some people that can put that shit together the right way. Like, you know what I mean? So I listen to that, and then
it's another form of way. It's another form of way of learning.
Yeah, a different way I consume different things. And then just to know, because right now it's just, I know the struggle, so it's not like nothing foreign to me. But to put it in a different perspective and understand it more. Like the way that they talk about the way the hood is and shit like that.
Correct.
All this shit is just being American.
Yeah.
Because all America do is fight, take shit, shoot, kill, destroy.
Right.
This is America.
Yeah. Childish Gambino voice.
You know, like
that's not absolutely
like,
correct.
Like if not. if you break it down, all the shit that these niggas is doing, the white guy said to me at work, because he be trying to get some shit off, and he can get it off with my peoples a little bit, because he don't be knowing. I'm learning. He learning. We all learning.
Right.
But due to come with some physical conservative constitutionalist, I'm like, well, damn, y'all broke too. So then he'd be like, ah, man, fuck the government. Like, it ain't less than a third, but you know. But y'all broke.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't know if you just get the job instead of the third. I was like, you know, I said something about like concentrated poverty. You know what I mean? That's what every hood is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Designed.
To keep you right where you
are.
So
he was like, you know, I never been around nobody. I'm from a little town in Pennsylvania. He's 50-something years old. And he already told me how he started unfollowing some friends that like a black lady. That he knows he was in the army with, and she started talking about Black Lives Matter and stuff, and saying the white man this, that, and the third. I'm like, all right, well, whatever, shit. You know what I'm saying? But he's like, I'd never been around anybody black until I went to the army when I was like 18. I'm like, yeah, well, I can tell. But he cool. That's my guy. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, he got to understand. Because they'll sit in there and he drive trucks. And, like, I got satellite radio. So a lot of the people, it's either you get a new car or you driving for a living and you all over the road. You know what I'm saying? So you're only going to have one opinion if you only listen to one opinion. Right. That's what happens with us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's why we voting for Democrats all our fucking lives, not holding them accountable, letting everybody get affirmative action and claim affirmative action. And ain't no black Americans in that bitch.
Because we are programmed to...
Or we just programmed to get rocked to sleep. That's right. All we're doing is get rocked to sleep.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then our supposed leaders, they just be like, yeah, nah, y'all be all right. you got hot sauce in your bag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
yeah. But I mean, at least not to say because I don't know if he's trying.
No, it's not about him.
I don't know
trying.
If he's trying to understand, I should say.
Oh yeah. He don't have no choice.
Yeah, because you do have those people who are in that situation where I've seen people look like they were fascinated to be around black people. And it's almost just And it's just like one of the spots that I DJ, I didn't know the kid was he had a minor case of autism, but he was asking me questions. This was around the auto night shooting. He was asking me questions about Trenton. He was like, so if I came to Trenton, like, which streets would you tell me not to drive down? Like, but if I came to Trenton, would they rob me because I'm white? If I came to Trenton, like, would I get pulled over because I'm white in a predominantly black neighborhood? I know people who don't have a disorder or a mental illness who are really like that. Like, it's they've never seen a black person. Or they've never chilled with a black person. They've never listened to a black person. And then you have the ones like, oh, you're all right for a black guy. Like, what the fuck?
You're the one when they like, oh, that was some racist shit. No, I have black friends. I'm the black friend. I know I'm the black friend and a couple motherfuckers.
Right.
But I don't be giving a, like, I don't give a fuck because I know what I'm dealing with.
Correct. Correct.
So I don't give a fuck.
So you like me. You like me. Tell me if I see it and I know what I'm dealing with, give me the option of knowing. Or give me the option of fucking with you, not fucking with you.
Well, I'm not gonna see it. Okay. They're not gonna display that.
Okay.
But I know this one dude, I know him for a mad long time. Businessman getting money on Trump dick. You feel me? And the shit is weird. But I just know what he is. He from like Allentown. Like he just, it is what it is.
Is he there for the money or is he there for
He's
the-
there for the money and they, he probably reading them books and listening to them audibles, man.
Right.
You know what I mean? They are, it's about survival, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. We're going to do what I do to survive.
Yeah, like, so.
I didn't look at it, and I didn't fact check it. I kind of don't even want to bring it up, but something about Samuel Jackson.
What about him?
That he is he a Trump supporter?
Nah, he said Trump is a motherfucking racist piece of shit. Yeah. And fuck all the racist piece of shits. And rest in peace to all the people in New Zealand, all the people unnecessary violence and all that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, unfortunately, we're in a world where some wild motherfuckers and some damaged people, and if we don't take the time to figure it out and heal, something's gonna be fucked up. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, speaking of white supremacy, you see the thing, I had sent it to the group, even though the group is only two of us, but I want to show P-Dot that we still kept him in the loop.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But this sixth grader in Texas, they arrested him for not standing for the Statue of Liberty. I mean, he said he had an issue with the Star Spangled Banner. And the teachers called the cops. And he got arrested.
That shit is nasty, yo.
And then, but that's the school to prison pipeline.
That shit is fucking nasty, yo. Like, that's, and nasty in a bad way. Yuck. Like, that shit, like, a sixth fucking grader?
Well, you got to think. He's sixth grade, 12 to 14.
Yeah, he about, yeah, 12. 12
a,
yeah.
A monster to them, to certain people. Every Tamir Rice got killed. They said, well, he looked like a grown man. He was 5'7". He was 13 years old. So we just monsters, you know what I'm saying? Bottom line.
That's crazy. You know, but that's sick, man.
I know the other episode, the Black Excellence episode, I had said something about like the entertainers and shit. Nah, I mean, but that was dope. Hov did that shit. What I want these entertainers to do and these motherfuckers with money, because I know, right? News is making a killing.
Right.
Fox, CNN, right. MSNBC, putting up bullshit is rappers. You feel me? It's a rap group. A bunch of frauds and lying motherfuckers. But they making a killing.
Yeah.
Black folks don't have no real news besides YouTube. Or no just different type of news besides YouTube.
Correct. And they trying to get that content taken down.
Yeah, that's why they'll go after the white dudes and they get them out of here. And then they'll put them on. You know what I mean?
And then they consider it being...
Yeah, but it's not even like that, because...
They consider it being conspiracy theories and shit.
Yeah,
like,
well,
that,
all that shit... Let all that shit rock, because a lot of that shit...
Nah, YouTube is trying to get rid of it.
I know, but that's just taking the First Amendment.
Right.
Everything that they do, the real shit that affects you, they're going to do it slick. They're not just going to do it blatant.
Correct.
You got to be able to speak so I can speak. If they take away your voice, they already don't want me to speak.
Right.
Let this fucking idiot say what he gonna say. They already monitoring anybody anyway. And then all they doing really now is just creating websites. And so they getting a little bit in a cut, getting darker. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it doesn't even fucking matter. Bill O'Reilly is on TV again. They created their own network. That's why sometimes I'll be like, and I'll be too deep because this shit, you know, I'll be smoking that reefer. Why don't we have our own news
network?
Now, Byron Allen, he has the Weather Channel. Black man.
Right. But why aren't they broadcasting news on it?
And I'm sure it's got to be difficult.
Because BET not going to do it. That's not even owned by us.
Yeah, BT ain't gonna do shit. BT gonna, Oprah ain't gonna do it. She's trying to sell a bitch out.
Nope.
You know what I mean? Fuck Oprah and all them motherfuckers. Now, you know what? You know what's ill, right? When they be like, damn, some of these niggas that be wilding out, saying some wild shit, be kind of on point sometimes. They be like, damn, the lady, Robin Roberts, I think her name is, she beat cancer. Shout out to her. Keep fighting. She interviewed Jesse Smollett, right? I think she did Smollett. Right. Threw him under the bus. Gail.
Killed R. Kelly.
Aura. And fuck R. Kelly. You know what I'm saying?
Guilty.
Then Oprah, MJ, Michael Jackson. Cool. But y'all fucking around, like, y'all be with these same people that's doing the same kind of shit.
Right.
Let them, we already getting dogged by these people. Let them do their dirty work.
Right. Don't, why you?
And then when you gonna look at it and shit, cause, and it could be bullshit, cause you know sometimes bullshit will come across Twitter and Instagram. But then you see the all the people that had something to do with it was all white folks.
Yeah.
So you couldn't, like, you know what I mean? Like, it just, it's
you
just,
couldn't have just said nah.
You couldn't have just said nah.
Nah.
Because if you there, Jay, they're gonna believe it.
Right.
If we're there, they're not gonna believe it.
Right.
All right, sure. I mean, like, nah, because and it, cause it's like,
yeah, you speak
the first
shit.
Time somebody say something about wealth and black folks not having no money, they talk about Oprah.
Right. Shame for us.
Oprah. And you think like, yeah, Oprah, but they say once you be able to like look at shit like, damn. Despite that, it's like, what she really doing? Like, all right, Tyler Perry. Now Tyler Perry, he doing his thing. But he had to do it his own way.
Right.
Oprah doing her thing own is all that. But I heard someone say one time, the motivational speaking thing is cool and hearing motivational shit is cool. But mom, we broke. The average fucking black household is worth $11. It's going to be zero in 10 years. I don't give a fuck about all that Zen shit.
Right.
Motherfuckers need action and a plan now.
Correct. I mean, and I get it, and I always stand on it. Like we are our own worst enemy. We do have to. It has to start somewhere, and I always go back to that when Jay-Z said it: generational wealth starts with me. You get facts. What I'm saying? So someone has to take that stand in a generation to do it. So, yeah, you know I mean, quick transition. When it comes to mentoring, when it comes to helping people, it's easier to change a kid coming up than it is an adult.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's that is very important.
Because we're so, as an adult, some of us are so stuck in our ways.
Well, some of it, I don't think it's stuck in our ways. Yeah, it's stuck in our ways because we don't know.
We don't know. And then, yeah,
we correct. Never thought.
Correct.
You know what I mean? We never thunk it. we stuck in this, we not stuck in these ways. We stuck in this fucking system. It's this paradigm.
The programming is permanently put in. Like, we got viruses.
And then the ones that leave, and then the ones that do make it, what they do?
They don't come back. They don't come back and deprogram everybody. They think, you know what I mean, me selling you this book, me giving you this knowledge, me giving you the playbook, me giving you the step by step, I'm gonna monetize off of it. Instead of you get what I'm saying. So I get it. The business side of me get it.
The business side of you gets not trying to help.
The business side of it, I get it. Do I understand? Do I agree with it? No. But I understand why you would, but at the end of the day, what is your legacy when you're gone? You made it and charged everybody how to make it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You didn't come back to your community. You didn't come back to your area and made sure that area had it. I'm going to give y'all this game for free, but I'm going to charge the other 49 other states
that
this
people.
Game.
Yeah.
Now, with the reclaiming our boys situation, we just launched and got all of our mentees. So they linked the mentors up with their mentees.
Mm-hmm.
How we did it was they set up a row of chairs and had the mentees sitting on one side, had the mentors sitting on the other side. And we did something called speed mentoring.
Mm-hmm.
So it was their job to ask us questions. Some were standoffish, so you had to pull it out of them. But some had questions. Some of the questions was asked was, why are you doing this? Like, why are you here? Like, what made you want to come here? And it's just like, I didn't have what you had. I had programs, but I didn't have someone that's willing to be here, be there for me for free, not getting paid, there's no glory.
That's not why you're here.
No. It's I never had anybody there for me to show me what I can show you, to give you the knowledge.
Why are you there?
The reason why I'm here, that's why. Because we never had that. Like, we had big brothers, or we had uncles, or we had certain things, but our programming was go to college, get a job, do this. Or depending on who your big brother was.
So you looked at it like, I'm here because I'm a DJ and I want to teach someone how to DJ?
I want to, not even just DJ. I am there for the music, because that's what they did. You find out what they're into, mm-hmm. and they pick you afterwards. Mm-hmm. So it was just like, I met a 19-year-old brother who, by sitting down, looking at him, looked 14, 15. He was 19. So talking to him, he was quiet, but he was militant. So he was like, yeah, I'm in a program. What are you talking about? He was like, I'm in the JC program. All right. I'm like, well, what do you do? He was like, I rap. I'm like, all right, that's what's up. I'm like, so I'm talking to him. He was like, yeah, you know, I got two kids. And I looked at him. I'm like, two kids? Huh? I said, how old are you? He was like, I'm 19. So long story short, he raps. He writes music. And then I'm asking him, I'm like, what kind of music you like? He was like, I like the conscious stuff. Do you know the Kendricks, the J. Cole? Yeah, I mean, the Drakes. And I'm like, all right. And he was like, yeah, so, you know, I did something. And he was like, I did something to get me put in this program. I'll be out in 2 months. He was escorted by a guard.
Nice, nice.
And so I sat down with another kid. He was like, yeah, I produce. He was like, my mom don't think I take music serious enough. This, that, and the third. Was talking
yeah,
to
y'all
him.
Yeah, y'all doing. Y'all changing lives.
Yeah. So he was sitting next to somebody else, said the same thing. And then I was talking to another kid. He was asking me questions. And he was like, so, well, what do you do? I was like, well, I work in a bank. But on the outside, I do music. And his eyes, like, lit up. He was like, well, what do you do? I was like, I DJ and I produce. And he was like, all right, cool. I had another kid ask me. He was like, so what was it like you growing up in the city? Like, how was it when you was a kid? Or if I have a game, would you be there to support me? Would you come to my school to make sure I'm on the right path? You get them? So they're asking all these type of questions, and these questions aren't coming from other mentors. These questions are in their mind. So at the end of the session, we all had to stand on one side, and it was like, go pick your mentor.
Oh, that's dope.
From the interview you just had, go pick your mentor immediately. Big Dog came to me. The other kid came to me, and another one came to me. Yeah. And like, other mentors was looking, they was like, yo, Jay, you're going to have like five. Like, everybody,
music. One of the only ways out, they think.
Correct. And I talked to one of the moms, and the mom's like, yeah, he plays instruments, he does this, he does that. And I'm just like,
you gotta get more DJs in there, another DJ in there.
Correct. But I got three. They picked their other mentors. Okay. So they, from other things that they're into.
Yeah.
But it's that's what it is. That's so cool. I have three mentees that I text. I only text two because the young man is in a situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But like I was telling him, I say, yo, bro, your current situation isn't your final destination.
Facts.
I'm like, you're 19. Like, you still have your life. Like, you have more than enough time than you think to make a difference for you, your family, your naysayers, and your baby girls.
Yeah.
This is something that I'm not charging. You get what I'm saying? I'm not charged. Like, I got another young boy under me. He comes down here. I show him the ropes, game music. You get what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, I didn't have that until I hit college.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely. And I commend all the mentors, the everybody's supporting it, the funds that come. I know it's not easy. You know what I mean? And I look forward to signing up next year.
Right.
I got to get with Free too about what we talked about.
He wants to learn that.
I'll reach out. Yeah, I'll reach out with him. Like, I was thinking about that. You know what I'm saying? But as far as that, yo, I commend y'all. And the thing about it, it's tough because these kids, yo, looking in the stands and seeing somebody that supports you means a lot.
A whole lot.
And that's kind of what keeps kids still doing it.
Correct.
In a certain sense. And then I understand single mothers.
Correct. Because that's
having
all it is.
To work and putting food on the table and having these jobs that's not paying them. So young man was 19, two kids. I don't know his business or whatever, but somewhere along the line, it was someone that was 19, 17 with two kids. His mother might have been wild young when she had him.
Right.
So to be able to get the work experience, because you know how it is. All right, you have a baby young, your parent ain't taking care of them. Especially if you ain't if you ain't been doing the best.
Right.
And struggling in school or not going to school, whatever. Or you want to be grown, take care of your kid.
Right.
So, okay, 17, the kid can go to kindergarten at 5.
Right.
You know what I mean? All right, boom, some places 3. Mm-hmm. If you know the right connections, if you want to get up and go do what you got to do, boom, you can get child care help and all that assistance or whatever. But there's no car. There's no this. There's no that. You know what I mean? So it's a journey just to get, like, to try to be responsible. You got grown-ass niggas out here that's not doing none of that shit responsible. You know what I'm saying? Correct. So,
It's a beautiful thing. Like, we had a father, because when we had the meetings, the first two meetings with the parents, first night we had one dude, one father, all mothers. Second night, we actually had families come out. So, like, we had mother and father with other children, with sister. Like, we had people
family
come out.
Yeah.
So, we had one father.
And y'all can have a family night.
And you can have a family night. So, we had one father tell one of the mentors that y'all told my son in 2 days, and I'm seeing an improvement, what I've been telling him for 14 years. Thank you. You get what I'm saying? Like, I've been telling him for 14 years, and it's been falling on deaf ears. He was like, y'all been telling him for 2 days, and it's changing. Like, just from the two, the three meetings that we have, like, the month, like, somebody we know, mm-hmm. her son is in it. Mm-hmm. You feel me? And she put up a post the next day.
I saw that.
And she was just like, yo, it's crazy how I'm in a room full of black men and I don't feel like I have to, you know, take my clothes off. I don't feel like I have to.
And she said she's learning.
She
said, I thought I was taking my son for help and I'm getting help.
Correct.
I was like, dang.
Correct. Because it's, bro, the questions that they were asking, it was like, yo, if you knew you was going to die in a year, would you change how you're living, how you're raising your kids? What's your biggest flaw? Or what would you change about your childhood? So as parents, you're now thinking, and parents was coming out with some deep shit. If it was one family member you had to thank and why, who would it be? Mm-hmm. And a lot of people was just like, nobody. No one. Like, my mother, we, you know what I mean? And my father was never there.
That's the pain it's not just motherfuckers want to act wild and don't want to put their kids in the right direction. It's levels to this shit.
It's a generation on top of generation. Parenting or certain parenting that doesn't. And then you have grandmoms who are 60, 70, 80, and 90 trying to raise these new kids in a new generation, new era, on old school principles that they're not seeing.
It's not working because everything that they have access to is not showing them respect.
Correct.
You know what I mean? If there's nobody there to give them respect or to garner their respect, then it's just going to be tough. And then the kid that really doesn't have anybody, that mom's all fucked up off them pills or something, because now it's the pills. Our generation coming up was crack.
Correct.
Now it's pills, opiates.
Correct.
Feel me? So now him, he don't really have nothing. So we'll attack, like I said to my cousin one time, I was like, yo, and I wasn't knocking nobody. I said, but yo, you got to think about this. Man, you got a family in here. It's 10 of us in here right now that will jump you because we care about you. You know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, your homeboy that you imitating or trying to be around with, he don't have that.
Correct.
So you can give him the love. You can bring him here and we'll love him just like we love you.
Right.
Know what I'm saying? But it's some people that don't got it.
Nope.
So that's what makes it. So me knowing that, that's how I can understand better.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and not to knock you, but I can see you understand it better. Cause we argued on this shit out of, man, you could just do this, you could do that. You're right. You can just do that. But you gotta know how to just do that.
Correct.
You know what I mean? You gotta be encouraged to just do that because we only know what we're accustomed to.
Correct. Absolutely.
And
we're
around, you know what I mean? And what we absorb. And unfortunately, it's just bad.
Even those conversations or debates and that we've had has helped me have to do that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have to sit back and look like you do have options, but you need to know what your options are.
Yeah, you gotta learn how to find the options. That's like anything that we don't know now.
Correct.
Right, you're in the music, right? And you might know a producer or a DJ that's getting nice little bags from certain little things. Now, until you knew to get, man, I gotta get some shit in a movie. I gotta submit my shit to get in a movie.
I never knew that.
Before you trying to get into a rapper.
Correct.
Know what I'm saying? Before you trying to just put it on YouTube for free. Nah, I gotta get a spot here.
Correct.
I gotta figure. So that's the same thing about little different things that how we maneuver, pardon me, through here, like through the journey.
Correct. You gotta know where to find it. So like, so that's what we doing. I'm gonna take my three mentees. You know, I'm gonna keep them as into it as possible. You get what I'm saying? I'm gonna teach them the lessons, but also teach them the options. Like, you might not be a DJ, you might not be a producer, you might not be a rapper, but as a rapper, you can now write other things. As a producer, you now can do this. And I have somebody who can go either way, or he can just be the business mind aspect of it.
Absolutely.
I bought the book, the music industry book. Mm. And so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna buy three more to give to the young kings. And
sex, I'm gonna tell me I'll buy. I guess that's be my donation. And I'm gonna pull up. I'm gonna get with free.
I appreciate that.
But yeah, text that shit to me. Just share it when you put in your Amazon. Just share it with me. I'll send that shit up.
Got you. So then another transition. Going into that Kodak Black shit.
Yeah.
I seen that. Now, I had two emotions on that. How fucked up was he? When he said, he looked drunk, or I seen the cup.
Yeah, so he now, be bodied.
Was
like,
he bodied? Now, was he also trolling? Because he was like, you know, because I'm a 90s baby, you know, I don't respect you old niggas.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
I just think the backstory is
Kodak Black released it's two things he's involved with. But I was just talking about, he released a video on live.
The respect for the old, the young niggas respecting the old niggas.
His cousin brought sticky fingers onto the bus and he ain't like his old nigga vibes, his old head vibes. And he ain't like the way he was dancing. So he punched him in his shit and then threw his bag and went through his bag, found his gun, tried to shoot him with it, but it was fake.
Yeah, I just think that Kodak Black, I just think it's just, man, listen, just watch your body, everybody. Right. Don't get caught lacking, nobody. Can't trust nobody that you don't know. You can't even trust niggas that you do know. So it is what it is. Kodak Black is running around here bugging out. I think he's still on bail. I just saw on Twitter earlier, he got a thing for Young M.A.
Yeah, she clapped back and called him weird.
What'd she say?
She said, because he made a sexual reference about her in the song, and she was just saying he weird.
So, but this is my thing, right?
Right.
Daylight was on her body.
All right.
And I don't even think she responded.
So you think it's a reach?
No, I just think that people acting like, Kodak, whatever, whatever. But Daylight was on some, I don't even think he said it. Daylight wasn't in no song. He like, I want to marry you type shit. Like, he was on her body heavy.
And Shane said since,
that. And, but it's a popularity thing. That's how you know ain't none of this shit authentic. Because the shit that I was seeing.
That's what I meant by a reach. Like, you think just she responded to Kodak Black because of who Kodak Black was.
Signing Universal.
Correct. So a bigger name. So Young and May claps back at Kodak Black would look like a better headline.
And then Daylight, they like, who Daylight? Who Daylight? Know what I mean? The nigga who shitted on the stage, but it's the same. Huh? Yeah, Daylight be wildin', but he got a banging ass LA Leakers freestyle out.
I heard about that.
You know what I'm saying?
I heard that from Joe shit, but yeah. I ain't know this nigga took a shit on stage, but yeah, everything is.
They say he Rakim's son.
Where?
He nice. He just weird.
I ain't just
gonna take your weird shit because you nice. Like, I don't know. It's
clickbait, man. What can I do as outlandish and clear as possible that ain't gonna get me locked up or fucking bodied? You get what I'm saying? Like, what can I do that's gonna have you thinking like, yo, this nigga wild?
Yeah,
he gonna click on it and then it's gonna up my stock. You get what I'm saying?
But so, at the same time, like, young niggas, I don't know if it's respect to old niggas or respecting the game or niggas that, because you seen what happened with the young nigga, what is it, YBN?
YBNJ.
Yeah, YBNJ, man. Called
the 50.
It's wild though, because one story I heard was they was already getting it in earlier that day, and then he came back or whatever, he doubled back. And you know what I mean? Like, that's when the other shit happened.
Right.
Because wasn't it them in the video when a white man was walking past? Like, are these motherfuckers shooting a movie? Like, the first video.
Yeah.
Daytime. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And it was them, right? YBN niggas or whatever.
Yeah.
And then later on that night, shit got realer.
Than it was before.
Shit, like, these get real.
Like, yeah.
Shit gets real. I don't know what. My thing is, though, Jay Prince sent that message out. I ain't going front, right? I was listening to Star, right? Star, Tory Terrain, the legend, right? He be on YouTube wilding, right?
Right.
So he like, Still. He like, yo, did Jay Prince snitch? I didn't know that was his artist, for one.
What, Jay Prince is, YBNJ is?
Yeah, that's family, that's Mob Ties.
Okay.
But Mob Ties, you going on a gram?
Certain shit gotta be kept private.
And that's fucked up. I don't want to see no young, nobody. I don't want to see none of our peoples. I don't want to see nobody getting hurt
right.
or fucked up. I know that shit just ain't cool. Now, I ain't going to lie. When I seen the cop his pistol with the white bitch out Chester, I was like, yeah. But I'm more on the long lines of, man, nah, you know why I felt good? Because I'm like, if they show more of that,
It'll be an uproar.
Yes.
Now it'll be an uproar. Like, it was cool for y'all to pistol whip them and shoot them and do all this.
That's what they
shit.
Do on a regular.
But y'all on our side.
Smack Becky right upside there with that pistol. Just go down. Yeah. That's what they do.
Was that the white cop?
Of course it was a white cop. And then the other white cop went to go grab him, like, no, she's white.
Like, they was in the middle of the street and somebody was filming.
Somebody was filming from across the street. It was in our neighborhood because it's on our news.
Right.
That shit was on our news all weekend.
Right.
So, you know, Jersey, Delaware, Philly area. I think it was Chester, Pennsylvania.
Popped the shit out of her.
Man, he pistol whipped her. I wonder if her teeth got knocked out. But
smack the bitch again.
Nah, he did.
Damn.
And it's fucked up.
And them guns heavy too.
Police brutality is fucked up.
But at the end of the day, we're tired of this shit.
show some more of that. Yo, I believe a lot of that shit would be done with, and a lot of shit would be changed if they was showing what really going down.
Equal opportunity.
Because don't get me wrong, these cops out here don't give a fuck about white, black, none of that shit.
Right.
Like I told the white dude at my job, I say, yo, you come down here, ride down, act like you just left the fucking train station and roll to another block, and if that and if them narcs see you, they flipping your shit.
Right.
Don't have that pistol in there. They might gun you the fuck down.
Right.
Damn, really? Seriously? Yeah, they gonna think you copping. They gonna think you buying drugs, and they gonna embarrass y'all.
Right.
Man, he's right. Like, man, that's crazy.
Right.
Nah, that's real.
Yeah, it's real shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, like, people don't understand. Like, they, I'm the same. I get cocked, but y'all don't give a fuck if you black, white, Puerto Rican, Mexican, purple, leprechaun, bitch. You a cop, and you hop behind me, and you hit them lights, bitch, I'm terrified.
Yeah.
Fuck who, like, fuck your color, fuck whether it's a black cop. I see a black, oh, my God.
Yeah,
God,
nah, hell no, bitch. Hell no. I'm even more scared of her.
Yeah, bro.
But I don't be scared because I ain't really doing shit, but I'm still be looking at the speed like, man, was I speeding? Like, nah, nigga, you ain't even accelerate.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right, but right. So we just got to ride clean. I just think that, unfortunately, that's bullshit that happened to that woman. But the same thing happened. It was a cop in Florida. Two young black girls. They said somebody pointed a gun at them. She hysterical because, you know, we got so much emotion.
Right. PTSD be kicking.
Know what I mean? They threw her in a motherfucking yoke. Dirt slammed her. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yo, that shit has to stop.
Right.
Know what I mean? It's just crazy, yo. Like,
shout out to the lazy cool cops, though.
Yeah.
Yo, something happened to somebody that I know. And they was like, this your girl? I said, nah, this my peoples. He was like, yo, tell her to shut the fuck up, give you her keys, take her somewhere else so I can leave. I don't feel like giving her a DUI.
Yeah,
writing up this DUI. He was like, yo, it's just an accident. She hit his car, whatever the case may be. It's just an accident. He was like, because she keeps running her mouth. Tell her to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
And I said, all right, cool. Yeah. I said, all right, cool. I mean, we handle what we handle. But it's you have those cops who are straight up just like, listen, but I don't feel like dealing with
because it's discretion.
Right.
So that's why they say, oh, it's not a, oh, no, nah, it's discretion. They can do what they want to do.
Correct.
They can, because like what they say, drugs is being done the same rate, if not higher, in white neighborhoods.
Right.
But if they catch them with the weed, they're going to say, go home. I'm gonna take this. Get the fuck home.
Right.
Know what I mean? That's it. Right. I'm going to call your parents. You drunk, I'm going to call your parents.
Right.
Which I don't have a problem with that, but it's just not the same around the board.
Correct.
So
correct.
That's, you know what I mean?
We'll do the same shit, but it's... I mean, it's definitely certain situations.
But, you know, but Jay Prince went and doubled back, man. Started threatening niggas, man. I'm like, damn.
Word?
I don't know if he threatened. He said, I don't trust y'all anyway. I don't even know y'all. I just was saying that niggas was doing flagrant shit in y'all neighborhood. But I feel you.
You're an old head. Like, not an old head, not to say it like that. But at the end of the some shit like that has to be done from a phone call.
Yeah, to yo, who you? But listen da, da, though. Da, 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 da. At the same time, man, you told Drake, man, don't get in the mud with these pigs.
Indeed.
So I don't know, man. But anyway, man, shout out to all the artists from the city.
Right, right. Everybody that went to South by Southwest.
All the artists going to South by Southwest. All the artists going to be there next year trying to make it there. Putting shout out to Trey Twiz.
Trey Twiz.
Big Oo and his the mayor. What is it? They got the CD out. Shout out to Big Oo. He got the EP.
Oh, OT, OT Real.
OT Real. Yeah, I'm like, OT, damn, yeah, OT Real. Like, yeah, me fucked up.
Matter of fact, y'all gonna hear this tomorrow. So, he from the town, and my
Megan just told me about him too. Him and Ooh got a song that's dropping tonight or yesterday.
Shout out to Trey Bando. Trey Shout Bando. Out to,
who just didn't somebody just sign a Fat Boy from the town?
Oh, Trey Twiz. I don't think he signed. He ain't signed a Fat Boy. But shout out to Fat Boy. He holding it down for Jersey, man. He got young nigga. They got some shit. Shout out to the NBF crew.
Yeah,
you feel King me. Reek they down south. King Reek. They down south Jersey.
They out Texas.
A plus music group.
They out Texas now.
Shout out to the Weed Man, NJ Weed Man, for keeping his foot on these motherfuckers' necks.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Real different speed. And Big O got a joint dropping.
That's a long ass name.
Yeah, he's from the town.
You got to acronym that. Shout out to y'all. Street. Shout out to the podcast brothers.
Shout out to the podcast brother. Yo, like we said, shout out to everybody. I like the direction that's moving. Shout out to ABM. We ABM. Got the all black. We got the Splash. all black popping off this Friday.
MOE.
ABM. Yeah, ABM party. All black party. Friday at El Portico.
Shout out Burlington. to the homie Tweez.
Fly Boy. ABM Flyboy fashion show coming up.
Facts.
Splash show, Splash Life party coming up in April. MOE, the fucking fatigue jackets is nasty out.
Fire.
Shout out the real regular too.
Real regular.
The
nigga with the hats. Be on Facebook wild.
October vintage.
October vintage.
Hey yo, them niggas. And the crazy part
about it. This shit be lit. This
Facebook
niggas be
lit.
Them
niggas went to Miami the wrong fucking week. They down Miami. Wow.
They down Miami.
Spring break. Not them, but period.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out my young boy. Shout out my young boy. I'm actually DJing with at the ABM joint. And
Bake.
Yeah, Bake. Yeah, I'm not going to say DJ I showed Bake. Him the ropes, but you know what I mean?
Y'all like niggas,
I
was yeah,
letting
yeah,
a little bit.
You know.
Shout out to Bake. They down there. They got the beach.
And shout out to everybody.
He took the beach down to Miami. You know how he did it at Seaside last
yeah.
year? Bought them millions.
Shout out to everybody.
But
shout out
to
the town.
You know what I mean?
Reclaiming our boys. Shout out to Free.
Free, what up?
Everybody.
Bruce Boyd.
Yeah.
Everybody,
yeah,
man.
Free, yo. We just got to get more people involved.
Yeah.
And health is wealth, man. Y'all stay up, man. Figure it out, man.
We're going to figure it out. We got to get y'all juicing machines, something. Something.
Yo, just eat a fucking banana a day or orange
something.
A day. Like niggas ain't eating nothing. We going there in the morning. I know what niggas is doing. Is it nigga? I know what niggas in my hood doing. They getting up. They going to Georgia Fried Chicken. They gonna argue in there all morning about the games that happened the night before. Smoking, bullshitting, and they going about their way and meeting back up later on in the afternoon.
Make sure y'all go follow Pharmacy for Life. That Styles P company. And he got the juicer for life.
And
it's Pharmacyforlife.
Facts. They got some shit there.
Definitely.
And no, you like just Google some of those
the benefits.
The benefits of some of those.
It's the black seed oil. Black seed oil. What is it? Soul sop leaf. Iris seed moss. The healing sauce and so it's stuff for us. You get what I'm saying? So clean them bodies up. It's the Town Podcast. I'm Big J.
Swizzy.
And we out of here. Free the homie Pete up, man. We miss you, my guy.
Welcome to Four Scores, a new podcast series hosted by Variety's John Burlingame. Four Scores will take listeners on a magical journey into the world of film and television composers, including Alan Silvestri, composer of The Avengers Endgame, Henry Jackman, composer of Wreck-It Ralph, and Pinar Toprak, composer of Captain Marvel. Composers will reveal to fans the challenges, rewards, and emotions that went into crafting these incredible scores. Listen wherever you hear your favorite podcasts.